Hey guys, I thought I'd drop a little disclaimer here. This podcast was the first one I've ever done, so that's why you hear some ums from me, and it sounds a bit awkward at times. But other than that, I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you guys come back for some more Glorious Grace podcasts. Enjoy! Hey guys, I want to welcome everyone to the first podcast on this channel, Glorious Grace. My name is Mallory Colby, and to give you a background on what this podcast is going to be, we are going to be talking about God's Word, and some of the other stuff we're going to be doing on this channel is just talking about controversial topics, delving into the Word of God. Just a bunch of different things that relate to the Lord and in the world that we live in today. So I want to thank everyone that's listening right now, and never done a podcast before, but I'm super excited for this opportunity. So today, just to give you background of what we're doing, we're going to be reading from Psalm 139 and just breaking each part down and talking about what the Lord is meaning in each section of Psalm 139 and how we can apply it to our lives. Everything that we read in the Bible, even Old Testament stuff, I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's the Old Testament God and this is the New Testament God. Well, I got news for you folks. God has been the same in the Old Testament, and He's the same in the New Testament too. He has never changed, and His Word says He will never change. And yeah, Old Testament and New Testament God are the same. So, and the book, the chapter that we're going to be getting into today is in the Old Testament. So, a lot of people love the Psalms, and if they don't know where it is exactly in the Bible, I think a lot of people think it is in the New Testament, but yeah, it's one of those treasured books of the Bible that all the books are in the Bible are treasured because, you know, God speaks through people in order for them to have written every book of the Bible, but this book is definitely one of my favorites. And if you haven't read the Psalms, and or if you're one of those only New Testament readers, you got to get into the Psalms and just really see what God has to speak to us about through the Psalms. And not only just the Psalms, but all the books of the Bible. If you're a newer Christian, really get into the Psalms. And I recommend, if you're a new Christian too, new believer, get into the book of John. That's really those are the two main ones you really want to delve into in order for God to really speak to you and really understand what He's trying to communicate to you. So, all right, today we're going to be in Psalm 139, and I'm just going to go ahead and start reading, and I'll let you know when I stop to give my commentary, because if you're like, oh, is that in? But yeah, anyway, so I'll start off. Verse 1. Oh Lord, You have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. Amen to that. A lot of people, you know, people that don't know the Lord, they have this misconception that, oh, if someone knows me, that is scary. If someone knows all about me. Yes, that's true. If someone, you know, that we know, a friend or family member that might know everything about us. I mean, obviously, if they know everything about you, you can trust them with that information, but God knows everything about us, no matter what. Even if we have not told anybody a certain secret that we've held on to for years, God knows it. There's no hiding from Him. There's no escaping the Lord. He truly knows us, everything about us. And yeah, to you that might seem scary, but I'm grateful that the Lord knows all of me, because He knows what I need to repent of and, you know, what I need to work on and how I need to trust in the Lord more in certain areas of my life. So I'm very thankful that the Lord knows me, all of me. And you know what the great thing about the Lord is? He is extremely merciful and gracious and shows grace to us. I mean, it's amazing. Because if we think about some of the stuff we've done, and some people are like, oh yeah, I've lied or whatever, and they think that that's small in comparison to other things, like someone who's a drug addict or someone who's an alcoholic. But in God's eyes, even if it's a white lie compared to someone who's addicted to drugs, that's the same in God's eyes. Anything, sin separates us from God. If we don't repent of sin and truly ask for forgiveness, then we are just, you know, creating a bigger gap between us and God. If we just humble ourselves and completely rely on His grace and just completely trust in Him with everything, you know, He will wash us clean. If we confess that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and rose again so that we can have a relationship with God through Christ, that's amazing. The Lord washes us clean. I mean, it says, you know, we are filthy rags, but He washes us clean as white as snow from all that sin if we just simply trust in Him. And I'm so, like I said, like in these first two verses, I'm just so thankful that the Lord knows everything about me inside and out. All right, so we're going to continue reading. Verse 3, you see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. And by the way, the Lord gives us, you know, things that we can follow in the Bible, but we're not fully going to understand God in a lot of these things. Now, I'm not saying that it's okay to doubt God, because it is definitely not okay to doubt God. That is something, you know, we need to check ourselves if we're doubting God, or if we are, we need to cry out to Him and be like, Lord, please forgive me for doubting You. Just help me to understand how I need to live a godly life. And I know that I'm not going to know Your ways. And it says a verse in one of the Psalms that, you know, his ways are higher than our ways. And that's how God intended it to be. He gave us this word so that, you know, we can understand how to reach people and how to share the gospel and how to live a godly life. And, you know, like, I think, for example, like with Revelation stuff, the end of times, we're not going to fully understand, you know, some of that stuff, how, you know, like the four horsemen of the apocalypse and all this stuff. Like, we're not fully going to understand that, but we have a basis knowledge that we know that at the end of times, that those who do not know God, who are not the 144,000 Jews, then they will suffer for all eternity. That is what we need to know. And that should be believers' motivation to share the gospel with everyone. I mean, obviously, we don't have to share it with believers because they know what God has to say, but we need to get the gospel out to people and share the gospel with others so that they don't have to suffer for eternity. And that is why Jesus Christ came to die on this earth, to die on the cross and be risen again. And yeah, thank you, Lord. Okay, so I'm going to continue to read here. I can never escape from Your spirit. I can never get away from Your presence. If I go up to heaven, You are there. If I go down to the grave, You are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness I cannot hide from you. To you the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. Amen. And truth is, you know, like we try, I mean, like it said in here, we try to hide. And I think in a lot of sense, in a lot of situations, we try and hide from people. And there are these memes out there like, oh, you know, if you catch me before I have my coffee, you know, I'm going to be crazy. And it shows a picture of this crazy person or, you know, angry person. But, you know, the Lord sees all of us, all parts of us, and we can't hide from him, which is amazing. I mean, he is truly the only person we cannot hide from. And I mean, like it says here, to you, the night shines as bright as day. There is no darkness, in the Lord or among the Lord, because he's in heaven for one thing, which is, you know, physically, I mean, I would picture physically full of light, but you know, there is, think of it this way. And there's scripture that backs this up. You put a lamp on a table and you turn it on. Is there any darkness in the room? No, because you can't block out the light once it's there. Unless if you turn the switch off, but I'm talking about when the light is on, you really can't, you cannot cover, or I mean, well, yeah, you can cover it up, but you cannot block the light. It's very hard to do that. And imagine trying to block the sun. That's probably a better example. You can't block the sun. I mean, you can stand under an umbrella, but it's still going to be there. So, I just love that comparison of light to darkness. I think that's really good. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Now, these individuals who say today that a baby inside the mother's womb, well, they don't even call it a baby. They call it a fetus. But basically in Latin, fetus is Latin for baby. So you're basically just saying baby. But yeah, so a lot of people deny the fact that, you know, even at conception, that there's even a human being in there. A lot of people say it's a clump of cells. Or just body matter. Well, the fact is, and that states it right there in this scripture, that a human is formed at conception. No matter how big or how small they may be, that is how it works. That's the baby is formed and is made at conception. So, I really hope that these abortion laws get turned around and that we won't even have to deal with this anymore, because it's very sad, the fact that people just take this very lightly, going into abortion clinics and getting abortions. But you know what? If you did that, if you were a person that did that, I'm not judging you. And the Lord is very loving and gracious, and he can forgive you of that if you repent of that sin. And I know a lot of women that go in there and come out and they have just a full life of regret of that, you know, of doing that, whether it be right after or years later. The Lord is good and gracious to us in that He is quick to forgive, slow to anger, and quick to forgive us. If we truly seek Him with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our strength. And I thank the Lord that He is so, so gracious to us when we are so undeserving of it. But yeah, thank you, Lord, that you are so gracious to us and so merciful and just. All right, I'm going to continue. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand, and then I wake up. You're still with me. O God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme you. Your enemies misuse your name. O Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who oppose you? Yes, I hate them with total hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. And here are the last two verses of this chapter, which I love and which should be our prayer daily because of the struggles we go through. I mean, just because we're saved doesn't mean that we're not going to go through struggles. But here, these last two verses should be our prayer daily for living in this world. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Amen. That is something we should hold dear to our hearts right there. To pray that every day to the Lord. Test me, Lord, and know my anxious thoughts. The Lord doesn't want us to be anxious. He doesn't want us to hold on to those anxieties each and every day. He wants us to, you know, he's going to point out our sin to us. And we got to be ready and willing to just give that to Him. To give that to Him. And not to hold on to those. Because another part, it says in the Word that what good is it for us to worry? It's not going to add a single day to our lives. I mean, this is in the book of Matthew. I was trying to think of where it was, but it's in Matthew chapter 6, I believe, towards the end of the chapter. And it just talks about, you know, why be worried? Like I said, it's not going to add a single day to our lives. Tomorrow has trouble for itself. So it's not going to help us in the slightest to worry. And I know when we're right in the middle of it, right in the middle of the stress, we don't think like that. But you know, sometimes things just can't be helped. If a situation goes a certain way, we can't, and it's out of our control, we can't dwell on that. We can't think of that. So we just got to give it to the Lord and just really rely on Him. All right. Well, to close this out, I'm going to pray real quick. And So, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you that you could search us and know us, Lord. And I pray that for all of us, Lord. I pray that you will search us and know us and test my anxious thoughts, Lord. And I thank you that you see me for who I am, and just I pray that you'll please forgive me of my sins, and just help me to trust in you every single day, Lord. I thank you no matter where I go, that you see me, Lord, no matter what. And you know me. You really know me. I mean, from the time when you wove me and created me in my mother's womb, you knew all of my life. You are in the past, present, and future, Lord. And I thank you for that, that you know everything. And I thank you that you're unchanging and that you're so good to me. Thank you, Lord. And I pray that those of you who, those people who know you, Lord, that they really seek you, and those who don't know you, Lord, that they come to know you, and that you work on their hearts, Lord, and that you just show your endless grace, Lord. Lord, I love you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this first podcast on this channel. I'm so excited to continue to do these. Thank you so much. Again, my name's Mallory Colby, and thanks for tuning in to Glorious Grace. Have a good one.